didn't want to launch with any additional cameras or any other complicated systems to make the system more complicated than it already is. I think it's going to be 80 some odd disconnects that have to be accomplished to get the telescope completely open with all these different parts that have to move. The 18 hexagonal mirrors have to move in place and realign themselves with each other, and the sun shield has to open up, the communication antenna has to move to get to its position, the solar panel has to get, you know, open up, move to its position. Too many things going on, and they didn't want to add cameras, things that could foul things up. But I think that's a good idea. Send a separate rocket up, you know. It's getting cheap enough to launch these things with a camera on board and send it out there and take pictures of it if there are problems, just to see what the problems might be. They have a docking ring. It's a docking ring system that's being put on James Webb. There's no plans of ever sending anything out there to do anything. But it will be attached to it in case they get a bright idea, 10 years from now to try to service it. The fueling system, which is planned lasting for 5 years, and maybe they think they can get 10 years out of it with this hydrogen nitrogen tetroxide for the oxidizer. It's completely fueled, and eventually that will run down. That's to keep it in that halo position out there at L2 for all these years. Eventually that will run down, and they would be able to refuel it. And my guess is they would send a robotic probe or system out there to dock with the thing. And, they made the valves accessible where it could actually be refueled. Nobody has any plans on doing that at this time. But to be serviced and actually worked on, there are zero plans to do that. They're just hoping this whole thing just works perfectly next week. So we'll see what happens. Could somebody actually, years from now, send a spacecraft out? It would be robotic to do something like that. Maybe they would. But they said the cost of actually even thinking about sending somebody out to actually fix it in a crew vehicle. We have no crew vehicle that would be able to do that at this time. Who knows, maybe SpaceX with their Starship system maybe could develop something, many years from now. But that's the story on that. No serviceability, no cameras to take a picture of the system itself. I remember Chris asking a similar question a while back, K2STP. I researched it to see if they had anything, but there is nothing at this time. Back to you, Roy.
Okay, very good. Kay seems happy with she thinks it's a great answer. I don't know if present technology has something quite that smart, flexible, and capable of some of these things. They might have to operate through artificial intelligence, because by the time you get a back and forth transmission and something's going in the wrong direction, it might be a little bit too late to redirect things. So I think we're looking sometime in the future.
I agree. After the Columbia disaster, when that thing burnt up, killed 7 astronauts coming back in 2003, they said, well, we're never going to have another crew go out to the Hubble to service it. Whatever is left in it, that's what we're going to get. And Dick used to talk about the Hubble huggers, which he was one of them. astronauts volunteering to go out there, even so there's no space station nearby that, that they'd be able to just depend on. They finally funded it. They said, okay, we'll do one more flight out there. And they did. 2009, they accomplished that before the shuttle system shut down. And then the contingency plan was, we'll have another shuttle ready. So, you know, Endeavour, you know, was actually ready to, you know, they had Atlantis going out there, and then Endeavour was involved. They call it STS-124 for some reason. And it, of course, it never launched, but it was sitting on the pad. They had, we have two launch pads in Florida, Launch Complex 39A and Launch Complex 39B, both of which we used to launch shuttles from. So when STS-125, which was the shuttle that went out to do that service work, launched, there was actually another shuttle out on the launch pad, ready to go in case they needed to have a rescue crew go out. You know, they have this robotic arm on the shuttle, 50-foot robotic arm, and then they had an extension, 50-foot extension, which attached it to the other one, so it's like this 100-foot robotic arm with this camera on it, which, you know, had fine resolution. You could check the bottom of the shuttle, and that's what they did when they went out there. They were checking to make sure there was no damage to the shuttle itself. And if there was, they were going to order a rescue mission. Of course, none of that happened. But, you know, they were talking about that. Okay, we won't have a service for the shuttle. We're going to do it robotically. And they didn't have the technology, the smarts or anything at that time. Computer technology was not far enough along. The robotic technology was not far enough along to do any kind of real service work on the Hubble. I think it's the same thing now, the same situation with James Webb's Space Telescope. We don't have the technology, much better than we were then. And, you know, maybe it might be possible, who knows, maybe 4, 5, 10 years from now to do something that rope with a robotic system. We'll see. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Roy. This has been WS2N. For the SpaceNet report for the TechNet. We'll be on tomorrow night. We have the Club InfoNet on tomorrow night, followed by the swap and shop that George does, KD2FIU. Which is followed by the, I think this is cool. Anyway, followed by Newsline always comes on after that. Back to you, Roy. AC2GS, WS2N.
Very good. This is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul, WS2N, for the SpaceNet report, for all that you do for the technical net, and all that you do for the repeater and for the club. We all appreciate it. And thanks to everyone who participated tonight. Again, it's you guys that make or break these things. You don't want to listen to me soliloquize. Although I could read some Hamlet, you never know. Anyway, thanks to everyone. Please have a great Merry Christmas. We'll be back before New Year, so we'll save those wishes for next time. As Dick often ended the technical net, be kind to each other, especially in these days. Now we have Omicron. I don't want to go any further through the Greek alphabet if I can spare myself and everyone else, so please take care of each other, be well, be safe, be smart. I know you're all clever people. And we'll try and do this all over again next Sunday night at 8 p.m. So this is Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Sierra, returning to normal repeater and summoning the end of this episode, this pre-Christmas episode of the Limark Technical Net. And I am...